This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And a new chapter on the radio weeknight 7 to 10, Rich Valdez, America at Night. Of course, for a decade and a half, we had a long-standing relationship with Jim Bohannon. Got to know him, talked to him frequently here on our morning report. Rich Valdez started filling in during Jim Bohannon's illness. And, of course, after Jimbo passed away, the torch moved on to Rich Valdez, who's now heard every weeknight. And our first opportunity to talk with him this morning. Rich, thanks for being on.
Good morning to you, Kyle and Ashley. What's up, Oregon? Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So I guess, first of all, let's kind of start with the beginning for you. How did you get into the world of media and specifically talk media?
Sure. Well, you know, it kind of has an interesting start. So back in 2009, I kind of got thrust into a radio studio. I was the director of marketing for a small college. And they said, oh, the person that voices the ads for our radio advertising isn't available. They're out of the country, and you're going to have to do it. And I said, okay, I mean, I've never done that, but I'll give it a shot. And I fell in love immediately. I was like, man, I got bit by the radio bug. It was fantastic. And I continued voicing those ads, and I did that for a number of years, but never really did a show or anything like that, but always wanted to. Leaving that position, I went to work for the governor of my state and did that for a while, and then started writing a column in the Washington Times, and realized writing wasn't for me, but I did have a lot to say, and always wanted to get into radio, didn't have an opportunity, and had some interesting ups and downs in my own life, my parents getting ill, and once, you know, I took care of them, each of my parents, until they passed away, and once they did, I said, man, I have a chance to kind of start over here. And a friend of mine told me, he said, why don't you just try to get into radio? And I said, well, you know, everybody I know that's ever been in radio, they all have the same story. They're like, you know, I started when I was 16, going to the studio, sweeping, doing whatever I had to do to try and get on. Then I went to school for broadcasting, and the rest was history. And they moved around the state 5 or 6 times. And I said, I don't have that. You know, I'm in my 30s. I can't move around. I have children. And I said, it's just not going to work out for me. But, you know, God had a plan, and it worked. And I ended up working in the number one market in the country in New York City on WABC. And before you knew it, I had my own show there. Then I had a show in Philly, and I started filling in for Mark Levin on the national level. And that's when the Westwood One people heard me, and they said, you know, would you do a day of Bohannon? He's out for an extended medical leave. And I said, sure, I'd happy to do a day. So I did a Friday, and then they said, hey, can you do next Friday? And I did next Friday. And they were rotating several guest hosts. And the next thing you know, they asked me to do, you know, weeks at a time, and then it became months at a time. And then eventually Jimbo retired in October, and then obviously we all know the following month he went to be with the Lord, and that was that, and they offered me the position, and it was, you know, obviously very bittersweet. I was happy to have such an amazing show, but, you know, very sad that it happened with such an unfortunate precursor.
Yeah, it is interesting. In fact, it's fascinating. The last time that I talked to Jim Bohannon was in August. At that point, he wasn't talking about what his medical issues were, but clearly he was having them. We found out a lot more later. Following in the footsteps of somebody who is so well-known, I know it's got to be tough, but you seem to be doing it quite well. And bringing sort of a fresh enthusiasm to the program, trying some different things. And one of the reasons we've always carried we carry Jim Bohannon, kept you on, is because it's a live national show in the evening. And as a programmer, one of the things I've not liked is listening around to the industry. A lot of times people will pull in a big voice that they don't have time for earlier in the day, put them on later, and they're talking about things that are irrelevant because they're 8 hours old. And so when people hear you, you're live as it's happening, you can react to things that happen in the evening or earlier in the day, and a great national conversation every weeknight.
100%. I mean, that's one of the things that I love, is that there is news that does break later in the day. And the fact that we're live every single day, it means the world to me. Plus, that national conversation aspect that you mentioned, this idea of America's late night town hall, this is a thrill for me. I love taking calls on radio. I know there's some stations that have moved away from it. I absolutely love it. They actually, the producers are constantly telling me, you're giving them too much time, you're being too generous. I really enjoy that part of radio, where I think you don't get that in any other medium, where you're able to talk to somebody that's in Alaska, or somebody in New York, or somebody, you know, in Middle America, somebody in Oregon, and you get these calls and different perspectives, and, you know, sometimes I agree, sometimes I don't agree, but I think that's when we mix it up and have a really good conversation.
And you have an opportunity to talk to newsmakers with a national platform and get folks from various vantage points in the political world. What is it about politics that maybe interests you the most?
Well, you know, I think I got into politics as a young man only because I was a young man with a young family. And I saw that, you know, I was a very young business owner. I started my own business when I was 16. I was still in high school. And I realized when I, you know, went to my accountant and how much I was paying in taxes, I said, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. That'll turn you into a conservative really quick. And that's what it was for me. I said, you know what, there's no way my kids can have a future. There's no way I can save if I'm constantly, you know, I've made the government literally a partner in my income. And it continues to be that way. But as long as, you know, we're cognizant of those things, we can realize, you know, there are social issues that are pressing society, you know, the degradation of the family, the way our economy is going. All of these things to me are important. And we can see right now with inflation, you know, I guess the White House might say that it's gone down, you know, each month over the last 3 months, which is true, but it's still, you know, double what it was when Biden got into office. And I think that's the big issue that's facing Americans every day when they go to buy things in the supermarket.
And of course, in fact, I was just in the market, I guess, last night, and looking at the price of certain items that I normally get, just blown away with, wait a second, this used to be $8, now it's $16. And as a middle-class person, that, you know, kind of poses some issues.
Sure. And that is that 6.5% to you when it was 8 and now it's 16? And that's happening with a lot of things. And this is why I think it's so important that we have these conversations, because if we're not having them, who is going to have them? And to me, there's a lot of value in bringing the expertise of the American people into the conversation. So, like, for example, tonight we'll have a former White House chairman of the economic advisors under the Trump administration to kind of compare and contrast what's going on right now with the current economic situation. So that should be a really interesting conversation. And then having everybody all over the country be able to weigh in, I think, is a real blessing.
So so far, you feel like everything's going pretty well taking over the program?
Sure. I mean, it's not easy in any way. Definitely probably one of the most difficult things I've ever done. But, you know, Jim Bohannon gave me a piece of advice, and he said, you know, he said, you've got the goods. And I said, oh, thank you. That's a real compliment. And then he said, I went through the same thing with Larry King. When he replaced Larry King, he said, you know, everybody wanted to hear Larry King. Everybody loved Larry King. And, you know, here he was, a very successful sub to Larry King, but he wasn't Larry King. And they had to change the music and they had to change everything and make it the Jim Bohannon Show. And he said, you know, he wasn't sure if people were going to like it and whatnot, but he said, you know, you can't think about that. You've just got to focus on doing your show. And you know, he had to do the Jim Bohannon Show, and I have to do my show. And I think that's, I'm taking his advice in doing that. So rather than looking at filling large shoes, I really look at it like just carrying a torch. The torch has to go forward no matter who's carrying it, and we have work to do.
And it is nice to see in, an ever-changing media industry, a fresher voice that is younger, be on the airwaves nationally.
I love it. And this to me is one of the best parts of the opportunity, is I'm thinking, you know, people have been saying radio is going away. Radio is dying since television was invented. And if I can be in radio, especially late night radio, which I really have a penchant for, if I could stick around for as long as Larry King or Jim Bohannon did, I count myself as very blessed if it's possible.
Rich Valdez, America at Night, every weeknight, 7 to 10. You mentioned the one topic. Do you have other things planned already for this evening?
Yeah, this evening we have a number of other topics. That's the one that I had in front of me. I couldn't really tease the other ones just yet. But we try to mix it up with a mix of entertainment, breaking news, features, and different types of guests. So like just in the past couple of weeks, we had Tony Orlando on, the legendary entertainer, and then we had Stephen A. Smith, the legendary sportscaster and commentator. And former President Donald Trump was just on as well. So we try to have a different mix of who's on, whether it's an expert or a big name that's out there, to really try and offer a very balanced conversation. Despite my own conservative leanings, I'm always interested in hearing dissenting opinions and having that conversation.
And it's nice to reach into some other topics as well that aren't politics or maybe aren't news, the sports things, the entertainment folks, because that's part of everybody's life too.
Oh, 100%. And it's really a good conversation. At the end of the day, I find I'm not asking them a lot of questions as if I were, a news reporter, which I'm not, but I'm usually kind of envision these conversations like, what would I do with this person if we were at a bar and having a beer? And that's kind of the approach that I take to really give the listener a fly on the wall approach. And if they call in, even better, they could join the conversation.
Rich Valdez, America at Night. Rich, thanks for being on. I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it. Big shout out to everybody listening on KQEN.
All right, 8:42 at the Morning Report.